This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's right. Do you consider Mumford & Sons Irish?
Yeah.
I feel like Mumford is an Irish word.
Yeah, probably right. Folky, Irishy.
Yeah. And who is this? Flogging Molly?
Flogging Molly. Black Friday rule.
A lot of people know their Irish music on a day like today. Because, you know, there's probably some people like, damn, I got to work. Yeah, I can't have green beer.
Green beer?
I never enjoyed green beer. And I don't know if it's just like the look and threw me off. Like one year my dad made me green eggs and ham for breakfast. Couldn't eat it.
You're out.
I just can't. I don't do food coloring. I don't know what it is. One time my sister made me a sandwich. Just turkey and cheese and mayonnaise. Dyed the mayonnaise blue for some reason. Couldn't eat it. To this day, we don't let it down, Summer. I promise we still love you, but, you know, blue mayo.
Ew.
She's like, that'd be cool and inventive. I'm like, just blue?
Yeah.
What color do you want? It's like normal?
Just the normal is good.
White mayo's already funky.
Yeah, it's already weird, bro.
I'm already eating egg whites and oil. Flood the text line with your Irish music that you want Mac to play. He'll do it. You'd think Mac is Irish. G'day, Mac.
Maliki.
I don't know if that's what we do there. That's probably the biggest fail so far this morning. 721 on Fesco and Dusty, 913-586-7965. Mac, you know what to do. We get into one word here. And there's a lot of things that we need to describe, but it's hard to do it with one word, but we're going to do our damn best.
We're going to try.
We're going to do our best.
As I pull it up for you here, one word.
Thanks for not pulling it out.
That's later in the show.
Call the show Dusty Mac this week. Dirty Mac.
All right, 720. Here we go. One word. One word on the Chiefs. We'll start with the Chiefs here. A few one words for them. Kareem Hunt, he's back. I think that happened Friday after our show. One word.
Confused. Or older. I got a text from Binkley, and I always use Binkley as like my source of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The guy just eats, sleeps, breathes, chews, spits, gargles football, dude. Like the guy's just a football guy.
Can't help it.
Right? XYG banana tight zip jet 3540 flash. Got it? So confused, I guess, because obviously the Elijah Mitchell signing, you have Pacheco, and now you brought back Kareem Hunt. So you have three running backs slash Carson Steele, who I assume is practice squad or irrelevant come, you know, roster cutting time. Confused as the fact of there are 15 to 20 running backs and you have two picks in the third round, pick 2 and pick 31. I'm confused as to where that leads them to go. Does this mean the running backs are done for the Chiefs?
Yeah.
I use the term older because obviously for more one word rosters that will be brought up in this segment, but like I get it, Kareem Hunt was there last year. Why? Because Isaiah Pacheco was banged up. So you brought in a veteran that wanted a chance to get that opportunity to go do it again. Maybe they see something that I don't see there for an entire full season, but it kind of seemed, maybe I'm the wrong one here, that Kareem Hunt started to wear down a little bit more throughout the season. Now, again, Dusty, I know Isaiah Pacheco will be fully healthy come the start of the season, and maybe that's what they like, and maybe Elijah Mitchell doesn't make the team. I don't think that's the possibility because he signed a one-year deal. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he doesn't make the team. I don't know, but confused would be my one word.
Yeah, I'm with you on confused. I'd be worried would be another word of mine because I don't think that that trio of running backs is going to suffice. It's going to be enough for this team. This is a team that needs to try and run the football more, needs to be a little bit more versatile, a little bit more dynamic on offense.
Part not of, just run like through the tackle or through the guards.
No, go off tackle. Do some zone read running. Do switch this up. And Andy Reid, we've seen him be able to do this. This is in his bag, but he's got to be able to dig deep there. And, you know, talk about Mahomes, the deep ball. Maybe he was a tick off this year. Well, hey, part of that could be him knowing, hey, no matter what, if it's, you know, second and seven, I can hand it off, and I know we're going to get a third and two. Man, that really helps a quarterback. So I would say worried a little bit because I third round, the Chiefs, to me, that's got to be the nail. That got to be the target for a running back there. So that would be my one word on bringing Kareem Hunt back, the 30-year-old running back. Another old wide receiver, Juju, resigns with the Chief. One word.
Insurance. I look at that because I don't know if you know this or not. There's rumors that Rashee Rice could be suspended to start the season.
Gotcha, okay.
Something tells me the healthiest Juju is going to be is before he plays a game. So you're hoping that if there is that situation where Rashee Rice misses anywhere from 2 to 4 games, Dusty's going to miss half the season. We don't know.
We don't know.
But I'm going to guess, you know, an educated yes. Shout out, Daredevil. But an educated guess, I would say Rashee Rice could possibly lose 2 to 4 games this next season. Bring in Juju. Obviously, you have Worthy. You have Hollywood Brown. You still have Travis Kelce. But if you bring in Juju Smith-Schuster, which, again, I think is insurance, I don't know how much tread's left on those tires. He looked decent down the stretch a couple games where he was, you know, noticeably there. But maybe this is one of those things where, like, he's the insurance inside the red zone. He's the insurance on third and short. Veteran, hands, knows the system, wants to keep playing, but only wants to keep playing for the Chiefs. Maybe Rice is out for a couple games. You need that big body receiver on the outside. Maybe that's what he's there for. Doesn't make sense to me personally, but I don't do mock drafts. I don't do drafts. I don't know if it makes sense to Jay Binkley. We'll talk to him Wednesday at 6:45. But again, like insurance would be the one word that I would have for Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah, you know, depth, another word could be knowledge. You know, he knows the playbook. He's been here. He's done that. To me, also, my one word, draft. To me, this solidifies the Chiefs are done at wide receiver as far as additions in the free agency market. Mm-hmm. They're going to the draft. They're going to draft a wide receiver because they need depth. Right now,
you believe that?
100%.
Okay.
Because right now, I don't know how high, but I think they're going to draft a wide receiver in those first 4 rounds. And they're going to plan on having him be a part of this offense the latter half of the season. We know the way rookies work in the Chiefs offense. But right now, next season, you've got Xavier, Rashee, Hollywood, and now Juju. If you want to count Nico or Mihio, you've got 5. Mm. Really, you've got 4. And we know with Juju, you've got 3.5. They need to add another one. And so to me, this says draft all day here coming up.
Over
in about
under 1.5 offensive players taken in the draft this year for the Chiefs.
Over.
Not defensive heavy for you?
I think you got to get a wide receiver. You got to get a running back. You probably got to get a lineman. You've got 5 picks in the first 4 rounds. It's tough, man.
And you got those 3 dynamite 7th-round picks.
Yeah! Okay, one word on Jerry Tillery signing a defensive tackle. Former first-round pick. I think he's 28.
One word, never heard of him. you know,
heard of him.
Again, another one of those insurance picks, right? Like, you lost Nottie, right? We lost him to the Jets. Is that who it was?
I think it was the Jets.
Nottie goes to the Jets. Wharton's gone to the Panthers with a big payday. Omenihu's still out there. You got Chris Jones, Felix Nduke Uzama, Karloftis, fill in the blank. And now we have this cat who signs, you know, late in the evening. And, you know, another one of those insurance. So I will take flyer.
Yeah.
Flyer is my one word. Like, could be decent, young enough, could be that guy. Maybe he helps out. Maybe next to Chris Jones, he's all right. But a flyer on this cat, that's where I would go one word.
I'd go classic. This is a former first-round pick who's got a lot of talent, but it hasn't necessarily worked out in the league. This is Veachism up the butt. I mean, it's just, it's going to be, this is what he does. He grabs a guy who was a high-talented prospect, hasn't necessarily worked out, but still young, only 28 years old, 6'6", 300 pounds. And
he's just like a younger Pennell?
pretty much he's a run stopper. Yeah, he's not going to be much of a pass rusher. He'll be inside the tackles, and now this will be his third team in the AFC West. He's played in the Chargers, the Raiders, and now the Chiefs.
He doesn't like Denver.
Not yet.
Like the guy more than I thought.
One word on Cooper Kupp. He is a part of the Seattle Seahawks.
Boy, what did Seattle do? They talk about roster rearrangement. Not only did they like create cap, go get their team, right? Because now they're going Sammy D, Cooper Kupp. They've got JSN. They got Kenny Walker. They got Charbonnet. I mean, Cooper Kupp makes them complete. Sam Darnold gets his veteran receiver. Now, can he stay healthy? I don't know. But watch out for an Adam Thielen type of year in Carolina year one that Adam Thielen had out there once he left Minnesota. Right, he's going to get a slew of targets still. Sam Darnold's going to throw the ball. I know I just mentioned two running backs, but they're really good at catching the ball outside the backfield. Charbonnet is more of the ground and pound. Kenny Walker is more of the elusive. Obviously, he's dynamite in dynasty leagues. A lot of people probably took him on their team because of what he can do in Seattle. But it makes them complete. You have your veteran receiver, and you have JSN, who's in year three, ready to kind of make that charge as a number one. They got rid of Lockett. They got rid of DK Metcalf. It's a new era in Seattle. No Geno Smith. Insert Sam Darnold. No Tyler Lockett, DK. Insert Cooper Kupp. So they get, you know, they get a little bit more experience, but they also get, you know, they kind of stay par for the course, right? That's not a tough division. The Rams are good, but we don't know what the Rams are going to be without Cooper Kupp. Obviously, Puka Nacua is out there. They also got another guy. Devontae Adams, too.
Oh, they got Devontae Adams, yep.
And they brought back Matt Stafford.
Yep.
They're going to keep going with Kyron Williams. They got Sean McVay. It's the Rams, and then everybody else come get it, right?
Yeah, Niners
San Francisco,
are screwed.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah, Niners are screwed.
Seattle, you going to do it? Arizona, do you really believe Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison Jr. can be that guy, those two guys?
Man, they've been quiet.
So really all you got to do is compete with the Rams at division, and I think they've set themselves up to do that and be one of those teams where we get to week, 16, 17, 18, and it's like Seattle's one game back, and they play the Rams in week 17. So I think that's a, I don't know, I guess it gives them experience would be a word, or complete.
Yeah, homecoming, you know, Cooper Kupp from Washington State, just 2 hours south of Seattle. So it kind of makes sense for him to go back at the end of his career, 2 year deal. Still don't kind of fully understand what the Seahawks are doing, because I thought this was going to be a reset and rebuild. And now it kind of feels like a reload a little bit. And I don't know if they're necessarily better than they were last year. I think they'll be kind of like what you're saying, 8 to 10 wins, mediocre, maybe make the playoffs, and they're definitely a first-round exit. Mm-hmm. To me, I would have gone and been worse, saved money, saved draft picks, and earned more assets and traded more people and been bad for a season if I was Seattle. But homecoming for Cooper Kupp, which is exciting for him.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned earlier, one word, naughty, to the Jets.
Upgrade for the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. My whole life, they've had good offensive line, good defensive line.
Yeah.
This is no stranger to the course for the Jets. I'm sure his matting rating was good enough for Woody Johnson's kids. So I would say upgrade for the New York Jets. I'll miss that dude on this Chiefs defensive line, because always never really knew who he was, never knew where he was. And then there's that random play where there's like a run stuff, and you're like, ah, it's naughty. You're like, ah, guy's pretty decent. But, you know, go get yours, man. That's all I can say is upgrade for the Jets.
Yeah, get your bag. Absolutely. Money day for Derek Naughty. Yeah, I'm happy for him. Again, this just means more of what we thought, right? Defensive line depth in the draft. Brett Veach is going to have to address it. We mentioned it. 5 picks in the first 4 rounds. After that, you've got 3-7. So you've got to find out where you're going to do it. But obviously, that's going to be one of the top priorities. March Madness was the lead over the weekend, as you know, Dusty. We've been talking about it. Friday night, Dick Vitale on the call. And man, American treasure, Dick Vitale. Is one word on him.
I guess when you go to that, I would say emotional, heartbreaking, but also survivor. Man, F cancer. I hate it.
Yep.
It's terrible. But, you know, this weekend was, you know, one of those, I get it. It's not everybody wants to start their day off with like maybe, you know, Dick Vitale crying, but Dick Vitale's an icon, man. The guy is absolutely just innovative. He's entertaining. Whether you like him or not, you know him. Which is something that's great, right? Not everybody likes Skip Bayless, but you know who he is because of what he's done in his career. You don't like Stephen A. Smith, but you know who he is because of what he's done in his career. You know what you get when it comes to Dick Vitale. For years, decades, he was college basketball. To hear that is heartbreaking, but to know that he's a survivor and able to go out there and do it 3 years later and announce, because I mean, it is great, man. Like, you get little splashes of Dick Vitale throughout those games, like, oh baby. Mm-hmm. And then it's back to being, you know, like, hey, I don't have that anymore, but I'm going to give you enough. And just enough of Dick Vitale is plenty for me, because the dude's a survivor. That was heartbreaking and it was wholesome, because he's right. Cancer sucks. Call people, text people.
Yeah, let them know there. Let them know you're there,
you
man.
You know what happens. And like, you know, for a while, everybody's connected and stays close. And then people kind of start to lose touch. Go back to those people. Tell them that you love them. Check tell in. Them that you're there for them. Check in on your friends and your family, because you never know when they could need that.
You have no idea what that little, hey man, hope you're doing could do for a person, especially going through the bouts of cancer. Yeah, my word would be inspirational. I mean, Dickie V is just absolutely an inspiring, courageous guy who shows nothing but the best values up on the big screen. Got to meet him when I was at the University of Tennessee, and he's exactly like the way you think he'd be, man. Just an amazing dude. What's up, babies? He's fantastic. With March Madness, you know, another kind of heartbreaking story. No Greg Gumbel on Selection Sunday. One word for the legend not being there.
Yeah. Again, these are tough with one word, but I would say missing.
Yeah.
You know, there's a fantastic song by Bruce Springsteen on The Rising called You're Missing. And they go through different levels of the song of why you miss somebody, whether it's, you know, shoes in the hallway, pants in the drawer, coat in the closet, stuff like that. Selection Sunday, Greg Gumbel, hand in hand.
Yeah.
Is what it always was. It was always after the games ended, you got your local news. All right, it is that time. It is bracketology, and it's like his voice, his face.
Of course.
You don't know, like you said, you don't know what you have till it's gone. Good luck filling those shoes.
Yeah.
Iconic, great. But it was missing. Something was missing. And I thought, by the way, CBS, very well done.
Fantastic.
On the tribute.
Fantastic.
You know, right before we get into all the excitement that is Selection Sunday, we wait all day. We watch SEC Championship, Big Ten Championship. Yep. Memphis versus UAB was a good game until it wasn't. And then it's like, all right, we're ready. And it's like, but wait, here's Greg Gumbel's tribute. And you're like, all right, okay. What? North Carolina made it.
Seriously?
You know, like, right after that. So, missing, I would say, for Greg Gumbel's one word on Sunday.
Yeah, it was strange not to have him there. Mm. One word on KU, 7 seed. They're going to play 6:10 Thursday, CBS.
Deserved. Yeah. That's what they were. They were a 7 seed, 8 seed. They are in the same bracket as Mizzou, so that is chilling. Would love to see that. If that could happen, erotic would be my one word if they play each other in the Sweet 16. Very erotic, because you get both sides of the state right in the middle. Mm. Go watch it at a bar, see if it's divided, have your fun. We can wish in one hand and hope in the other and see which one fills up faster. But again, I would love, that's not the saying, but again, like, I would love that. KU as a 7 seed is deserved. I think that's what they were, as a 7 seed. Lowest Bill Self's ever been.
I'd say kind of a comeback story. Not really. I mean, it just feels like KU played really well in the season. I know they didn't necessarily win those games, but it felt like Dickinson and Mayo started to find their stride. They seemed like more of a tournament team. I'm still expecting a first-round exit, but we'll see. Again, that's at CBS 6:10 as they take on Calipari in Arkansas. One word on Missouri, 6 seed. They're playing Thursday, 25 minutes later, tip-off, True TV. They'll take on Drake.
Yeah, terrific. You know, you battled the SEC this year. Last year, you didn't win a game, and everybody kind of made fun of them. But it's kind of like, yeah, but did you see what that division was last year? And then what it was this year, 14 teams made the big
Incredible.
Dance. I don't know who she is. sexy. Describe that voice.
One word.
Yeah. No, but I mean, Mizzou being a 6 seed, playing at 6:35 on True TV local time against Drake. Big matchup. Big school in Drake, a lot of local kids on that team, apparently, from the text line. Sorry, I'm not a Drake insider. Mizzou also with two local kids, Mitchell and Bates. Should be fun. Go get a win. Don't be a one and done. You win one game in the tournament, I would think Mizzou's on house money, because they go in the next round, they're probably playing Texas Tech. Texas Tech's a dominant team in the Big 12. They're no SEC team. I'd like to know where Texas Tech would be in the SEC. But again, congrats, I guess I would change it to a 6 seed. You got higher than Kansas, bragging rights, right? You're in the same side of the bracket. You got a chance to play them, but congrats. You're a 6 seed from not winning a game in the SEC last year, missing the tournament, to being a 6 seed in this year's tournament, going through the gauntlet that was the SEC. Congrats on the 6 seed.
Getting a weird energy with that MU Drake game. I don't know why. I don't know why. I'm smelling an upset.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. I just got that energy. I've got that vibe. Do I know anything about Drake? No.
Do you know anything about Mizzou?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Do I know a lot? No, but have I watched
Caleb Grill, baby?
Yeah, no, Caleb Grill. No, Mark.
Caleb, it's Caleb Grill time.
It is
because
they need him.
Not good.
No,
in their last two games, he's getting shut down. So either he has to have that haircut a little bit cleaner, or he's.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You got to get rid of it.
Teams that are predicated on the threes, they're not predicated, but he's an impactful player. They're going to, yeah, like you said, they need him to be.
Mizzou's just tough on defense. They just don't play good defense.
Exactly. That's why I don't like them.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't like him in the tournament.
All right. Last one.
One word on Reagans, Cole Reagans. He is the opening day starter for your Kansas City Royals.
Future. You locked him up in the offseason. He gets the opening day nod. He's your ace of your staff. That is the future. That's right there. You should see Cole Reagans, 55, for the next 5 years. Go out there and toe the slab on opening day. So future, mask off. Cole Reagans is now your starter.
Here's what he had to say about it to Josh Vernier in Arizona over the weekend. Let's get it rolling.
A lot of excitement. Freaking awesome was the best line of that entire thing.
Fantastic.
Sign me up for another pitcher with zero emotion. You see, Paul Skeens got the nod this weekend as a starter.
I did.
Awesome. Let's go. Let's do it. Okay.
Sweet. Great video. Thanks, man.
We'll go back to my wonderful girlfriend. Must be nice.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.